Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
Good morning, this is Elena Di Giovanni. I am here with Enrico Pigliacampo, who is a member of the Subti Access team for the LTA Live Text Access European project. LTA is an EU-funded project, and it's concerned with social inclusion through innovation in training. And more specifically, it's about training for real-time intralingual respeakers and velotypers. So Enrico, as part of the Subti Access team, could you explain to us what this project is about?
The main target of this project is about is the creation of materials to train intralingual respeakers and velotypists. We all know more or less who a respeaker is. The professional figure of the velotypist is quite new. In Velotype is a Dutch company which created a keyboard which make it easier to type in a quick way. And so there is also a technique to use that. And the main goal, as I said, of this project is to create materials, as we don't have much training in this sector. Many respeakers and velotypists had their training on the field while they were working. We want to create, to determine which skills in real time intralingual subtitles must have to be good professionals, create the materials to teach those skills, and propose a curriculum for both academic and vocational training.
Okay, the LTA consortium has different agents involved, partners, and partners are academic partners and non-academic partners too, of different types, which is, I think, very interesting. Subti Access is a non-academic partner, so what is the role of Subti Access as a company and your role within the project?
Our role, like other industry partners, is to give an insight from the industry. We don't want to have a curriculum and materials that comes only from the academic, and we don't want them to come only from vocational training and from professionals. We think that blending together these two realities, which give a more complete curriculum and a more complete view of the profession, which is quite new and but quite essential, quite important in the future.
Okay.
Because accessibility is becoming something very important. The European Union is giving indication to enlarge accessibility to visually impaired people, deaf people. So I think this is very important.
Yeah. As I'm reading from some of the leaflets about the project, the training materials that you're working on and developing will be free, accessible and sustainable to train in 5 different settings. And these settings include cultural events, public administration sessions, media broadcasts, workplace, educational settings. Are you, as a member of the team, part of the consortium, so I mean you as Subti Access, involved in all 5 settings, or are you concentrating on specific areas?
The settings we work in the most are the media, live events, and education. The other settings are interesting, but other partners are more involved in those kind of settings. So those are the ones that we focus on.
Okay. One of the words that captured my attention when exploring this project is certification, which is so important today. When a product or a service is certified, it means it can have widespread dissemination and be recognizable and recognized everywhere and by everyone, because it's a trademark in the end. So How is certification achieved and, you know, developed within this project?
One of the partners is ECQA, which is, I hope I don't spell the name wrong, the European Certification and Qualification Association. They work on all the project to make sure that everything that we do is of quality. We have each partner as a quality manager, and the materials that we are going to create will be certified by this association. During the project, we will create also the basis for a future certification of the professional. I mean, we will not certificate the profession, we will certificate the materials. But our work will be the basis for a future certification of the profession and the professionals' work.
Yeah, actually one of the words that comes up all the time in the material that refers to the project is flexibility. So apparently this training scheme is supposed to be as flexible and accessible as possible. Just a few words by yourself, what is accessibility to media today, and what is accessibility in relation to this project?
Well, the materials that we are going to create will be all accessible, both for deaf people, there will always be subtitles, and for visually impaired people, there will be audio descriptions. Everything that we do is accessible. Of course, this is the main theme of our project. I think accessibility is very important now more than ever, because it is a human right. Every person must have the right to access to everything, everywhere, anytime. So I'm really happy to be part of this project and have the possibility to make the life, also everyday life, because we are talking about educational settings, for example, more accessible, so that nobody is pushed out of society. Because if you don't have accessibility to information or to a place or to a movie, you're on the edge of society.
Yeah,
part of that.
I think this is great, and it's enough. It's been a great conversation, and I can just wish you all the best with the project. And I hear you still have 2 years to go, because it's going to finish in 2021.
Yes.
So hopefully we will be back next year or at the end of the project to talk about the results and their applications.
Yes, of course.
Thank you, Enrico Pigliacampo, and this is Elena Di Giovanni. Thank you, everybody.
Fred Film Radio,
24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.